It is recorded that over 100 years ago, Coleraine was a market town for Greencastle and Moville. Areas where people would take a ferry from Greencastle, walk to Coleraine, do their business, and return the same evening, still on foot to catch the ferry back to Greencastle. This could have included the transportation of cattle, etc.
The women used to go with their produce. They would go to Greencastle. They would be taken across on the fisherman's ferry, which would be a little open boat. They were brought over to McGilligan. As far as I can recall, the boats couldn't go quite into the shore, so therefore the passengers had to be actually carried. The boat could go a certain distance, but then after that they had to be carried in the rest of the way into the shore. But they brought with them their produce, such as potatoes, probably turnips, onions, whatever their produce happened to be at the time. And they went to their nearest market, which was in Coleraine. That meant that after they came off the little boats, they had to walk a distance of 13 miles into Coleraine. And then they made their way back. They probably had some groceries back with them in exchange, perhaps, for their produce. Perhaps a few shillings as well. But when they came back as far as McGilligan again, the weather may have become rather inclement so as to prevent the boats from making the return journey to Greencastle again. In which case, there were some sheds or old outhouses which they put up in for the night and remained there for the night and hoped that the weather would settle down so that they would get back home the next day. And then they would walk back to their prospective homes in Shrove, Drumaweir, upper or lower, wherever it was.